this thing.
Good morning, everyone. This is Gene Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates on this fabulous Saturday morning, and it's Aging But Dangerous Sizzle, brought to you this week by Westside Skydivers, American Senior Benefits, and the Broast Clinic. It's a revolution!
Yay! Well, AgingButDangerous.com inspires and empowers women over 50 to self-actualize and self-fulfill. And that's what we've been trying to do here for a while, my friend. And that usually means you need to reduce your butt. Not the butt that's on your backside, but the butt that's in your head. And that's exactly what we are going to talk about for the next half hour and for the next year or two, hopefully. And that is about you out there becoming all you can be. Right, Janae?
That's right. That's why we love. That's what we love about that butt song by Terry Wilder. It fits us perfect.
Yeah. It does.
And the way, Suzanne, it's like you and I have talked about, the way we inspire and empower women is through our website. We have followers in 7 countries worldwide and almost every state in America, which is fantastic. Our blogs, our events, we have 3 major events each year, our membership, the newsletter, our book, which is being published in 2013. We are very excited about that. And our swarms.
Right, but we're really a revolution, don't you think?
Oh, yes, absolutely.
I mean, we're changing the way women everywhere live their lives. And so go to Aging But Dangerous and learn more about who we are and what we do, the events we have, who we've impacted, and definitely go to our Facebook page and then push that little blue button. I wish I knew. I mean, we're not exactly the computer geniuses, as many people our age are not. But all I know is you have to push that little blue button to like us, and we will love you back. I promise.
Yeah. We like that like.
Yes, we like your like. So the swarm, okay, I looked up swarm in the Urban Dictionary, which I totally love that Urban Dictionary. I don't know if you ever go on there and just look at things. And
well, you know I don't.
Is a swarm, that's right, I know you don't. A swarm is a force field or a group of aging but dangerous women gathering for fun and conversation, which, of course, we love to do. But tell everybody about our swarms. I think that's a really important part of us empowering and inspiring women.
I do, too. And we have so much fun at them. Every month we have a swarm at a different place. We have been to a Zumba class. We've been to the Smitten Kitten for a little sex outing. And we have had our last swarm last month was on makeup tips for women over 50, which we know, Suzanne, you and I both talked about how that is sometimes gets a little tricky when you're getting older and your skin changes. But we have very, very valuable information during these swarms and lots of fun. And to attend a swarm, we just want you to go online to agingbutdangerous.com and become a member. Because you know membership has its privileges. Not only do you get to attend the swarms for free, but we also give out free tickets, discounts, a free Aging But Dangerous t-shirt, and all sorts of good perks. Come join us, and we do absolutely have an absolute blast.
Well, so what's the one that's coming up? Well,
the one that's coming up is the Twilight Tattoo over on Bloomington Avenue in Minneapolis, and it is, oh, wow, it's going to be really great. Now, are you going to tell people about your tattoo?
Well, first of all, I do have a tattoo, and I loved it because, to me, that was pushing those boundaries. To me, that was one of those things that I really got outside myself. And so, I was going to get this tattoo, and I was for my 60th birthday, and I was trying to figure out what I was going to get. And so I wanted to get a little horse on the inside of my shirt, just on my cleavage, just on the part of my breast that was right there, so that when I wore an open collar shirt, that, you know, you'd be able to see that little horse in there. I thought that would be so sexy. And one of my friends said, you can't do that because in 10 years that's going to look like a giraffe. And I was like, you're right.
She's right.
Gravity's going to pull those babies down, and I'm going to look like I have a giraffe on my boobs.
Right.
So anyway, I got a really, I'll show it to you at the Swarm, but I got a wonderful tattoo at Twilight Tattoo, and I totally love it. And it just makes me feel empowered. I don't know why, but it does. So anyway, join us at Twilight Tattoo, and that's not the only thing we do. I mean, we have great events, and that's something that we wanted to really share this morning, is that in addition to our Swarms, we host the world's largest colonoscopy party, and would it be a little too obvious to say it's a gas? And then we produce and direct a wonderful fashion show called Dispelling the Myths of Age and Fashion, and it stars our Aging But Dangerous modeling squad, which we have two models that are over 80 years old, as you know, and we love those women, don't we?
Oh, yes, and they are a lot of 40-year-olds would like to look like that.
I know. Talk about inspired. They really inspire us. And then we have the Martini Jump Skydive, which you, my friend, inspired. So I think you should tell everybody about that.
Well, that is what I love to talk about, as you know. I started the skydiving with my 91-year-old dad 12 years ago. He is now going to be 104. But it was on my bucket list, it was on his bucket list, and we did it together, and it was so, so fantastic. Then we had our first skydive where we broke the world record. This was 3 years ago. We had Aging But Dangerous had this. We had 107 women jump out of an airplane from 8 o'clock in the morning till 8 o'clock at night. It was so fantastic. And then last year... Oh, it was very inspiring, just even watching them all day. And then, of course, last year we had Anne Bancroft, and this year...
It was a doll, I might add.
Doll, and I got to jump with her, which was very fantastic. And this year, we're going to set another world record, but we're going to have 127 women jumping. And this is the way women absolutely can step out of their comfort zone. And that's what you and I have seen.
Right, and Westside Skydive, what a fabulous, fabulous facility. I was really blown away when we were out there visiting. I mean, you talk about a class in a safe, a very safe environment that you could really trust to do something that does push you outside your boundaries.
Right. Now, you all have been listening to Jean and Suzanne with Aging But Dangerous Sizzle right here on KLBB.
We are so blessed to have such fantastic sponsors for our Aging But Dangerous Sizzle Show, are we not, Jeannie?
Yes, yes, we are so lucky. Very happy.
I know. And these are our friends, too. These are companies and firms that we have known and been going to for a long time. So they actually are receiving the Aging But Dangerous seal of approval.
Yes.
And one that we both love is the Brost Clinic in Wayzata. And Barbara Brost and her fabulous team of chiropractors keeps us both healthy and moving, don't they?
Yes, we love it, love it, love them.
And I know that when I come into town, the first place I head is to the Brost Clinic, because if I'm adjusted and I'm in line, which I get every single month, I am healthy and I am a happy camper. Another sponsor that we're so blessed to have is Lohmann, Abdu, Cole, King, and Stagaberg, PA. This is a law firm that has a lot of women involved in their senior management. They have women that are so dynamic and a great group of men also, but talk about an aging but dangerous tool that we can all use, because we all need legal counseling at times, and especially during these times of our lives. We also love McCarthy Cadillac. I've known that family for a very long time, and you talk about integrity. You talk about people who live what they do. The McCarthy family is amazing, and I would really love to look at those Cadillacs. In fact, we're going to go over there. We're going to drive those new Cadillacs, and I think I'm going to fall in love.
I love the Cadillac. I was just looking at that the other day. There was an advertisement, and I loved the way it looked. Absolutely loved it.
So go by, if you're out and about, stop by McCarthy Cadillac, and you can go online and get a map and tell them Aging But Dangerous sent you, and you want to sniff one of those brand new Cadillacs because they smell as good as they look. I love that leather. All right, well, what we were talking about was West Side Skydive, and what a great venue that's going to be for breaking our new world record in July. So anyone that's ever wanted to skydive, mark on your calendars. You have to be 50 years old because we do card, and you have to be female, but we will set this new world record on July 14th, and you can be part of it, right?
Yes, it's just going to be so great. And just to mention, too, is that you don't have to be a member to skydive. You can, of course, we want everybody to be members, but you can be a part of our events just without actually being a member. But
well, and Westside Skydive is a place that it's less than an hour west of the Twin Cities, and it is a wonderful place. So if you're going to be going that direction as far as jumping out of an airplane, a perfectly good airplane, I would highly suggest Westside Skydive.
And did we say it's a martini jump skydive? I don't think we said that. After you jump, you get a martini, women.
Which is very important. Very important in the whole picture of things.
Right.
So, or you don't have to drink a martini.
No.
We have people who do lemonade. That works just as well. So, all right. Do you want to hear a good story?
Yes, I would love to hear a good story. You always have such great stories.
That's because my life is a little bit on the insane side. Okay, so this time of year, my hair gets kind of icky because I garden, so I'm not always looking all coiffed and as good as I could. So I found these wonderful little hair pieces that are on rubber bands, and you pull your hair back in a ponytail, and women look so cute with their hair pulled back, and then you put these little hair pieces on, and it makes you look like you've just come from the salon. You look really good with your hair like this, too. I've seen you. So you do.
Thank
I know you.
You
don't like it. You don't like it, do you?
No, I do like it. I do like
it. Okay. Anyway, so I actually had a date on Saturday night, which is a rarity in my life these days for various reasons. And so we come back from having a nice dinner, and we're sitting on the sofa and kind of playing a little kissy face. And all of a sudden, I look up, and my hair is sitting on his shoulder.
Oh, no. Are you serious?
I am serious. Now, what do you say when all of a sudden your hair ends up migrating from the back of your head onto your date's shoulder? I mean, it was a little bit awkward. I wasn't really embarrassed, but it was a little bit awkward. And I said,
did he see it?
Well, what was I going to do? I had to tell him. I had to say. I said, excuse me, but my hair is on your shoulder.
And it must have looked like a rat or something, or a bug.
It did. It looked exactly like a rat. And you know what? He looked slightly terrified initially when he glanced at his shoulder. But
did that kill that relationship?
No, I don't think so. But well, let's not go into that on this air.
On the air.
But what it made me think of, too, was the fact that these little scrunchy things, and this is the kind of information I know that we share when we talk on the phone, and that the people who follow us need to know about, is that these little hair pieces that you wrap around your ponytail are really fabulous. So I wanted to share that with our audience, and I went online and tried to find these, and a company named Soho used to make them. But when I visited their website, what I found is that the new look that I found everywhere was the Miley look.
Oh, come on.
Now, exactly. So do you want to look like Miley Cyrus?
No.
Well, this is just another example, and this is what drives us nuts. This is
right.
Just another example of the people out there who manufacture products not listening to the majority of the women in this country who are our age, around our age, because it's ridiculous. I don't look to Miley Cyrus to exactly set the way that my fashion trends. So these are the things that drive us crazy, is that how do we get, and that's what we're doing, is we're inspiring women to speak up, and so that we can make changes. We can make changes on what consumerism is doing and who they're serving, because I ain't looking like Miley, I can tell you that.
Well, and you know, this thing would, if I could find one, it would be great for me, because you and I both have convertibles. And you know how I hate having my hair blow, and that's why I roll up my windows on my convertible. And if I just brought all my hair back and put in a little hair piece, I'd be fine. And what do you say about my windows rolled up?
I know. Does that mean that you'll roll your windows down so you won't look like a total dork? Because I will not ride with you when you're driving around town with your windows up. I mean, I don't know. I have something about that.
I know.
But
she thinks I'm a dork. You can be a dork with me when you come in my car.
I know. I've been forced to at times. But what we'd like for the women out there that are listening and any men that have ponytails that this might apply to is let us know. If you know where we can get a great little rubber banded hair piece to go around your ponytail that you can just slip on, well, email us at agingbutdangerous@klbbradio.com. I'm going to say that again. It's agingbutdangerous@klbbradio.com. And we want to know anything that you know that can help us look better in the summertime and actually go from being casual and doing the things we have to do and having fun to feeling like we look good and we're polished and we're really appropriate to look, maybe even have a date once in a while. Yay! But just, you don't have to worry about dating, do you?
Just to stick this in for our audience. As we go along with our radio show, you will see that Suzanne and I are really pretty totally opposite. But we get along 99% of the time and have a lot of the same ideas. But she is single, so we're going to hear lots of fun stories about her single life. And, of course, I have been married for 50 years, so we are really different on that. It's so much fun to hear her stories. How many stories can I give after 50 years? I don't know, but I might be able to give a few.
Right. Well, I think you live vicariously a lot of times through my escapades, if you will. So, but the hair one applies to both of us. Married
right.
or single,
right.
we have the sweat factor in the summertime that really we all fight unless we stay totally indoors in a like dome or we're like Bubble Boy or something. So
right.
anyway, that's information we need from all those women out there. So what else is going on? Are you feeling like that you're getting your hair products all in order? I know that we both have suffered a little bit through that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's come back and talk about that. Right now, you're listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle on Club 1220 KLBB. We'll be right back after this.
This is Lisa Edival, the sushi empress of Tiger Sushi. I love to shop and I love to eat sushi. And that's what led me to open Tiger Sushi at the Mall of America. Everything there on my menu is made from scratch, and every one of my amazing dipping sauces is lovingly handcrafted by my chefs. And if you're vegetarian or gluten-free, I have a special menu just for you. It's patio weather, finally! Join me outside this summer on my gorgeous patio at Tiger Sushi 2 in Uptown. We're always dog-friendly there. And you can book my patio for your party for free for groups of 25 to 100 people. Just call Tiger Sushi or contact me on my website at www.tigersushiusa.com.
So what did you do this weekend? Well, I was in bed for most of it.
Oh, no. Were you sick?
Nope. I went to the Smitten Kitten on Friday and,
Oh, so you and John had quite the weekend.
Well, he was there for some of it.
The Smitten Kitten, a progressive adult store for everybody. Find a happy, healthier, sexier, and more inspiring love life at 3010 Lindale Avenue South or at smittenkittenonline.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle with Jean Ketchum and Cece Zan Bates. And I am going today on this beautiful May Day to celebrate Cinco de Mayo.
Wow.
Dun, 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 dun.
Are you really?
Well, kind of. But what I'm really excited about, as you well know, is the 138th running of the Kentucky Derby. It is, for me, it's the official start of spring. It's really almost like a sacred holiday because I love horses and I just love that race.
And so. Remember that part. Remember that party you had 20 years ago, and you had a derby party, and you had that old rundown horse in your front yard that was eating hay out of a bucket.
I know.
And well, we all came in.
I wanted to rent a horse to be authentic, and then I went over to get this horse, and it was this paint. First of all, I've never seen a paint racehorse, and secondly, it had this sway back. It was just so pitiful, but it turned out to be hysterical.
Oh, it was funny.
Well, you know what? One of my dreams is that we take a group of women and go to the Kentucky Derby. Wouldn't that be fun?
Would love it, love it, love it.
I know, and Travel Leaders is one of our sponsors this year, and they are amazing, and they could plan the most fabulous trip, and we could go down there, and we could just get into all sorts of trouble, maybe even get on the backside and see these horses close up and personal, and I just think that would be awesome. And if anybody can do it, if anybody can plan just the ultimate trip, it's Travel Leaders. So we'll keep working on that, and we will let you know. Email us. Yeah, that's good. That email account, agingbutdangerous@klbbradio.com, and let us know if you would be interested in going to the Kentucky Derby with a group of aging but dangerous women. Anyway, and since someday, my real ultimate dream is that we own a derby horse.
Oh, I know it. I know. We will. A racehorse.
Okay, so, I know. Wouldn't that be the most fun thing to actually own a racehorse, Aging But Dangerous? Right. Maybe we could call him Aging But Dangerous. Or
well,
something.
And you and I owned that horse together, the Arabian.
That was too much fun.
That was fun.
Well, then the other thing I'm going to do, I have a big weekend this weekend.
Yeah, I was going to ask you what you're going to do this weekend.
I know. I am going to go to an aging Ozark Mountain Daredevils concert. The Ozark Mountain Daredevils have been a great band, and I think a lot of people don't really realize what kind of fame that they actually achieved, but I grew up with all those guys. I dated those guys in high school, and so I have...
You dated all the guys?
Well, not all, the whole band. I mean,
I dated those guys.
Well, a lot of them. And I have a little bit of a lurid past with one of them.
Right. I wondered if you were going to share that.
No, I'm not doing that.
Okay.
But it's going to be really fun. And it kind of made me think about it. I was just reading this article about the Beach Boys.
Right.
And the Beach Boys are going on tour again. And I'm just totally kind of psyched about that because who in this country does not know the lyrics to the Beach Boys songs?
I know. And I saw that on that Sunday morning, CBS Sunday morning news. And I was asking you, are they coming to Minneapolis?
No, I don't think they are. You can go on...
Because I would love to see them.
Well, go on the internet, and Minneapolis was not on there, but I had no idea that they had more hits, more top 40 hits than any other American band, which I thought was amazing. And then the guy, Brian Wilson, who wrote all the surf songs I used to think lived in the water,
right.
He's never been on a surfboard.
I know. That was so funny.
Isn't that crazy how kids, we just get sucked up into that? But I love that quote I read that Paul McCartney said that God Only Knows, which I think Brian wrote, was the greatest song ever written. And then Brian said that a Beatles song or album had actually inspired that. And it really reminded me of Aging but Dangerous, because that's how we are, as you know. I mean, you say things that really inspire me, and some of our members say things, and they say we inspire them, and they inspire us back. And that's just what's so really important about us all getting together and communicating.
Right, right. And, of course, that's what we love to do. Love to do that.
Our members are so amazing, and they have had so many different trials, and there are so many women that are our age that are looking at their lives, and they're saying, wow, I have so much more to live, and what am I going to do now that my kids are raised, and now that my husband isn't on his career path.
Retired.
It's just such an exciting time for women, mm-hmm. and We're with you. We're out, and we're doing the same thing you're doing. So we want to share a lot of that kind of inspiration on this show every Saturday morning.
Well, and I really want to. I want us to really remind people again about emailing us at agingbutdangerous@klbbradio.com, and let us know what's on your mind, you know, and what you want us to talk about on the ABD Sizzle Show. And what your personal revolution is all about. We really get into that, and we really like to have the feedback. So we're hoping we'll hear from a lot of you.
Because everybody has their own little tick on this. Everybody has something that's deep down inside that they've been pushing down, that they have not taken care of, they have not addressed, they have not followed, they have not really risen to maybe their full potential or dug deeply into those areas that have haunted them their whole lives. And some people have even forgotten what they love to do. So that's what we're all about, is people realizing that they have the potential to do anything they've ever dreamed of, anything that's important to them or that they want to do.
Well, look how many people have that skydiving on their bucket list. That shocked both of us, you and I, that there were so many women that have that on their bucket list that's getting older. That was a shock. But, yes, there's so many things that people want to do, that women want to do.
And I think that's why setting this world record is going to be so. I wonder if Anne Bancroft will come back and jump with us.
Hope so.
She was so delightful.
Yeah.
I do, too.
Yeah, we've got to get a hold of her.
Yes, and her partner were just amazing. And what they added was so special.
And, you know, remember the quote? Remember I was walking back with her, and she said to me, as if Anne Bancroft doesn't have anything to talk about, she says, now I've got something to talk about at these cocktail parties.
I know.
She was just so funny.
I know. Like, we have to give Anne Bancroft something to talk about. Oh, let's see. The South Pole wasn't enough, so I skydived with Aging but Dangerous. But
right.
I think that's a good indicator of how much fun it really is.
Yeah, she really, really had a lot of fun.
Well, put it on your calendars, women.
Yeah, July 14th.
July 14th, yay.
And then also check out our swarms. Make sure you go to our website, agingbutdangerous.com. And on our homepage, we will have our swarms on there and things that are coming up. So you are listening to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle on Club 1220 KLBB. And we'll be right back after this.
They say you only live once, so it's time you live a little, or a lot. Located just west of the Twin Cities, Westside Skydivers gives you an unbelievable view of the land of 10,000 lakes from 13,000 feet, or 18,000, or 24,000 feet in the air. When you say jump, they say how high, because if your skydive is once in a lifetime, they'll make sure you have a great time. They might even convince you to do it again. Westside Skydivers in Winsted. Book online at westsideskydivers.com.
Welcome back to Aging But Dangerous Sizzle. We're sizzling. This is Jean Ketchum and C. Suzanne Bates, and thank you for sharing your Saturday morning with us. We are having a wonderful time bonding with you. Please join us next weekend, same time, same station, when we inspire and empower women to expand their boundaries and reduce their butts. So what are you doing this weekend?
Well, as you know, I've got a little hubby that has a broken leg, so we're just kicking back and just laying low. So I'm sure your weekend's going to be a lot more fun than mine.
Well, turn that derby on. And
oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's right. So you'll have the derby this weekend.
Yeah. So everybody have a fabulous, fabulous weekend.
We'll see you next week. Bye-bye.
Bye.